Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Tēnā tātai, a te Māori e whānei, te hāpuri o te kari o te ika, a te nei mai, hoki mai, hui hui mai nei, rungi te arorohiku, Arrow FM, Wairarapa TV hoki on Freeview. Nei mai hoki mai whānei, i tēnei wiki, kei au hei e ruanga manuhiri whānei hoki, ko tai mai, i roto i te whare. Tuatahi, tō tātai rangatira, te kai a whakahaere, o Kahununu, Isaac Carlson, i muri tēra, ko tai mai hoki, tō tātai whanaunga, Blue Eyes, cousin Leon Sharon. He's a cousin I was brought up with, lived very similar lives, and then both chose to navigate out of that pathway that we pretty much lived for the last 30 years. So brought cousin up just to give him some experience and just to continue on the good work that he's also doing with his online followers. Nō reira, thank yous both for coming in. Tuatahi, cousin Isaac, kia ora cuz, thank you so much for coming into this space, sharing this space with me, bro. It means heaps to me to have you here. Before we move on, tuatahi, ko ai koe cuz.
Oh, morena cuz, nice to join you. Thank you for the invite to come and have a kōrero. Ko ai koe, ko Isaac Carlson tōku ingoa, huri ahau no Ngai Tūmapihi Ārangi, Ngāti Hāmoa Hoki. I guess just a bit of background on me. Whakapapa out to Tūmapihi and Te Oriori through Dad's side. Our whānau on that side is Carlson whānau, Rimene, Akuera whānau. On mum's side, she's from Taratahi, from Carleton. So she's a Kennedy. Whakapapa to the Kennedy whānau there. Many of our Kennedy whānau still based in Carleton. Growing up in Carleton in Wairarapa, that's home. And then as a young fella, been off Tipi Haere, bit of roaming, went down south for a few years and did some studies down there. Come back to Wellington after university and spent a good 11 or 12 years down there. Met my wife Larissa, who's from up far north, and then we started our whānau, and we've been on the journey back home since then. So been nice being back in the space working here at home. Joined our iwi late last year in October, and been really nice to be back around our people and working for our people. But yeah, kia ora cuz, nice to share some space with you, and nice to meet you too, cuzzy.
Kia ora. Thank you so much, cuz. God damn, if that is what you call Tipi Haere, cuz, we were definitely on the wrong path, cousin. Our Tipi Haere isn't that Tipi Haere. But I'll go over to our cousin, Blue Eyes, just a little bit about yourself, cuz. Ko Waio, who are you, my cousin?
Ko Waio, ko Leon Sharon Toko Ingoa. Like you, cuz, I grew up around here, so my story is pretty much the same as your story. Went to all the same schools, took off to Australia, you know, same thing, and same thing. So that's kind of not what I'm here for today. You know, I'm here to share the, you know, the growth from that journey. So
we're not here to glorify our past.
I don't want to highlight that.
Yeah. But it is part of our fucking.
Yeah.
But yeah. So you were brought up here on the east side also, eh, cuz?
Aye, cuz.
Cool.
Cameron Crescent.
Cool. Yeah. So yeah, I've invited cousin up just to get a little bit more. I knew you could end up with a show together, an evening show, possibly, whatever, however it pans out for him. But I'm big on helping my other cousins that are trying to get out of the trap or out of the mud, whatever you want to call it. So that's why I invited my cousin up here today. Anyway, before we get on to our partys, cuz, I'll play us a waito and we'll come back and we'll get set. Just got a couple of partys for our whanaunga here, but we'll get into that shortly, whānau. Kia ora.
Tama wa,
welcome back, whānau. So, papi kururu at the kouta. Our friends pātou for our whanaunga, Isaac, Kev. What is the iwi doing for our people across the world in general? What is it all kept off for us, Kevin?
I guess I'd start with sharing the conflicts that we're in with iwi, with kahungu. So, just briefly, for those that don't know, my role is the general manager there for our iwi development trust. But I think what best describes the context of what the iwi's doing at the moment is really establishing the structures and the organisations for us to be of service to our people in a post-settlement context. So if we think of our treaty settlement for Kaiwini, we settled back in 2022. And a lot of the work from there has been engaging with our whānau to understand what is it that our whānau need and expect in terms of support from them, and then us laying the foundations in terms of getting the right structures, the right entities set up so that we can help deliver on those aspirations for our people. What that looks like over the last couple of years, there's been the formal establishment of the PSG, the Post-Settlement Governance Entity. That's the big umbrella body. That is the formal mechanism of settling with the Crown. Then within that entity, there's three other organisations that have been established. There's two for iwi development, one for here in Wairarapa, and that's the tari and the kaimahi that I look after.
Right.
And then there's a similar setup in Tamaki Nui Arua, looking after our tararua whānau. A lot of our focus is on health and social outcomes for our people. Then the third is the investment trust, and that's really focused on growing the economic base and growing the pūtea.
Cool.
So for our people, those are the three sort of organisations within the settlement context that are there to support them. One's looking after their pūtea and making investment decisions to grow it, not just for us today, but, you know, for our mokopuna and our future generations. And with that, we are able to invest in our health and social outcomes. And that's what our sort of team focuses on. So it's really about getting that established so that we've got a foundation to be of service to our people. And then starting to turn strategy into meaningful outcomes. It's starting to get momentum going out with our whānau and where our people actually need tautoko and support.
How's the engagement been with our whānau, with marae, and what's your priority key points in regards to that, Chris?
Yeah, I think, so to date, a lot of the engagement's been on helping set that, I guess, the strategic direction going forward and understanding at a deeper level what the hopes and aspirations of our people look like, and then importantly starting to prioritise that of where do you start. So a big part of the engagement has helped form our strategy that we've got with the Crown.
Right.
So part of our settlement package was a formal strategy over the next 50 years on social and economic revitalisation. A big thing that our whānau have told us that's really important first up is two things, health and housing. So from a housing perspective, ensuring that our whānau have the ability to live in safe, warm, secure homes, that's been really important, and that's come through loud and clear in all the engagement with our whānau. So that's top of the priority list, particularly for our team.
Right.
And then health, getting access to health services that are designed for our people, that work for our people. We know a lot of the systems and the structures, particularly, you know, from a government perspective, don't always serve our people, particularly, you know, our whānau and for Māori. They're not designed with that at the heart of it.
Aye.
So a big thing for us is through those discussions and that strategy that we've now got with the Crown, looking at how we can redesign a whānau-centric model of healthcare.
Aye.
And then there's some key things in there as well. You know, things like mental health is a really big focus, and our people have told us that. Oral health is really important, particularly for our tamariki and rangatahi.
Right.
We can't all get into the dentist and get access to the, you know, the services we need.
We need that, cousin. I wasn't brought up. I'm your roofless and toothless cousin.
So those are some of the things that have come through in the early engagement, and that's where you can expect to see a lot of the priority put and a lot of the energy put over the coming years.
Cuz, just before going to my next question, cuz, did you have a part you want to ask, cuz, around any of those?
Not right now. We can't wait,
because pātou tuarua. How are you ensuring that the iwi stay connected to the realities on the ground. I pretty much it was in that really.
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, sorry, and what does the meaningful engagement actually look like?
Mm. Maybe starting with that one, what meaningful engagement looks like. I think it's meaningful engagement is the full circle. It's not just the sitting and having a kōrero and listening, but being able to play back what's being heard.
Right.
And most importantly, play back what's being done about it and is anything better off based on what we're hearing. So I think meaningful engagement is that full circle.
Right.
I think in the iwi context, that's where we're mindful we've got more mahi to do in playing back what we're hearing from whānau and playing back what's been done about it and is anything better off for our whānau and for our people. So we're focusing on sort of the feedback loops. In terms of the upfront engagement, the listening aspect, there's a few layers to that for us.
Yep.
There's the formal sort of layer of it, or the more organised layer, where we've got particularly engagement with each of our hapu kāranga. We've got a series of wānanga where we can come together, kanohi ki te kanohi.
Right.
And we can sit and listen to the important issues for our people and whakarongo, you know, take note and ensure that that's what's driving our mahi. So we just had a big one recently. We had our three coastal hapu, hapu kāranga come together. At the spot here on the weekend, so that was an awesome.
Was that a tūmap or?
So tūmap, Papuma ki Whakataki and Hinawaka come together. We had a few kaupapa that we focused in on, particularly around the tile, and as coastal hapu kāranga, big kōrero around our fisheries.
Right, yeah.
So you can imagine, you know, it's a real rich space to come together to talk about what's important to us, particularly from a coastal hapu kāranga perspective.
Cool, cuz.
There's another three coming up. So we've got, that was our first one, that was our March one. We've got one in April, May, and then in June, we've got all of the hapu kāranga coming together for a big combined kōrero. So that's a big part of engagement, kanui ki te kanui. Also engagement, the PSGE, the trustees, are made up of representatives elected by each hapu kāranga.
Right.
So that's one of the really important ways our people in a hapu can inform what's happening in an iwi context is via your hapu kāranga representative.
Yeah.
They essentially are the voice around the governance table. And so that's a really important way to engagement can happen. And then I think my the space I really enjoy engaging in is in more of the informal, you know, kapa tea and kōrero.
Right.
Things like this, because
wānanga, right?
Yeah, wānanga, but just being out where our people are, I always encourage our people to give me a buzz if they want to sit down and have a cup of tea and share whakaaro. And I just enjoy going out to visit our people, either at different kaupapa or at their place, our place.
Yeah, cool.
A lot of the richness of where our people are at and what's important comes through in those informal spaces as well. So I think it's weaving that all together because, you know, from an engagement perspective,
yep.
using that to inform where we prioritise. And then, as I said, we've got more mahi to do of how we play that back to our people of what's happening and how well it's going.
Because just before we move on, just around it, so it's you're the mandated for the hapus and all that, because is there anything outside of that in regards to our sovereign rights? This is probably a personal question for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, because I feel you're developed enough to know the answer.
Well, I think that's the great question, I think, that you asked there. And for me, it's about having an appreciation of, I guess, both our rights and our needs and an appreciation for, particularly in a settlement context, right. You know, the reality is we've still settled within a Crown context.
Yeah.
You know, so the whole structure by which we are trying to recognise things that have happened, where it's impacted negatively on us, we're still coming to a settlement within a context, is the very structure in the context that is the reason by which we're in the position we are. So, you know, I think that's something to be really mindful of. And when you talk about, you know, sovereignty, for me it's the ongoing consideration about what our manu motuhake and expression of that looks like.
Right.
And the opportunities that we have to be, my personal whakaaro is dismantling the systems that don't serve us and rebuilding ones that do serve us with our, you know, our sovereignty, our manu motuhake, our rights at the heart of it. What that looks like, you know, that's what the journey, I believe, will reveal. I don't have the answer to the system looks like this, but I do believe it, where we will find it, the pathway we'll find it, is in remembering who we are. and the things that make us who we are, the things that strengthen us, and being able to recognise and discern the systems and the structures that don't serve us. So I think that's the guide that helps take us forward.
Cool. Awesome. Whānau, we will shoot off to Waiata. We'll return, come back with some more pātois. Anei, he Waiata. And we're just going through a number of questions of our whanaunga here. Before the break, I think we were at Iwi Connection. Now, I'd like to ask you, cuz our third trust and accountability, cuz why should our hapu e marae trust the iwi in the space today?
Yeah, good question. I think it really comes down to that trust needs to be earned, I think. You know, that's my whakaro on that. I reflect on the role I have to help be of service to our people and all of our kaimahi that work in our iwi space. It's really on us to earn the trust of our people. I think that first starts by looping back to some of the earlier pātai and what we've already spoken about, being able to sit down and listen and to demonstrate to our people that we hear them. I think that goes a long way in terms of building trust, is being able to play back that we hear you, and importantly, how's that informing decisions that are being made that are going to impact our people? And I think ultimately it's the being able to consistently show up, listen, demonstrate things that are being done based on what our people are communicating, and if our people feel that that's making things better for them, it's in that context I feel that trust will be earned. I think we've still got, we've got a long way to go in that space. Yes. When I think about in a settlement context, it's very early days. We have only settled back in 2022. But also our people, rightfully so, expect momentum to be happening and expect improvements to be made, and as they should. So I think that trust is earned by us and us being able to demonstrate we hear you and here's what we're doing about it.
In the street, nice.
And if our whānau feel that things are improving, that's how trust will be earned.
I was say, cuz, when I came up to visit you a few weeks ago, the Wairua up there was cool. It was a nice moody, cuz. It was like it was just like the cousins, to be honest, but it felt good to see whānau that I recognise that growing up with in that space. It's one thing that I recognise up there, my cousins.
Kia ora.
Yeah. Pasoi?
Ah, yeah, exactly. I tautoko that, because it's like just hearing the brother with his whakaaro, it's matching how I feel. So,
is it fair to say a little bit of hope for the future?
Oh, it's building that trust. Yeah. Hey, like I feel like in myself, like, because when Isaac's saying, how do we build that? Well, hearing that whakaaro, it's just built that in me.
Mm.
So that's a perfect example of how we do that.
It's the same, like, as I was mentioning earlier this year, sort of had to change the behaviour online.
Okay.
Eh, and be a bit more consistent and healthier.
Better examples.
Is that trust, eh? Setting good examples.
Yes.
Ka pai. Because prior to this role, you had two major roles with the government, is that correct?
Aye.
ACC and Reduced Experience. That was the Crown response. Is that what they, were they all one?
Two different organisations.
Right.
Most recently, before I come to work back home, was leading the work on the Crown response to the Abuse and Care Inquiry, the Royal Commission Inquiry. Prior to that role, spent most of my working life with ACC. Probably a good decade there in the injury prevention side of ACC.
I mean, that's the space that I met you, was somehow we ended up in Parliament having a hungi with bloody our Prime Minister. But those are through, Honingers, and that's what I recognise. Well, you wasn't just in that space, you were actually in that space. Part of, I guess, trying to find a solution for a lot of survivors moving forward. Because is there a space there, like, I guess I'm jumping to the next question straight away, but survivors of abuse and care, is there a space there to, because for me, I heard you speak mental health, and 100% I feel that, I feel like survivors, along with, you know, our whānau that are makariri, but I feel like they need help, and I feel like they sometimes need to be a priority. That disconnection sometimes disconnects not just the individual, not just the whānau, but the actual whakapapa. But I feel there's a healthy way to connect us all back. So my pātoi is there a space or a huarahi that could be generated or created within our iwi space?
100%. Absolutely. I think you're speaking there to a big part of the heart of what our mahi's all about. When I think of what my role's about, it's to contribute to creating spaces and environments for our people to thrive and be well and to do well.
Yeah.
Part of that is recognising the things that have happened throughout time that have disconnected us to our source of being well. You know, it either disconnects us from our whānau, whakapapa, from our spaces and places, from our tayo, and when we're disconnected, we become unwell.
Yeah.
So a lot of the mahi going forward to help heal, to help restore, to transform, is about reconnection. So I think there's absolutely, that's a foundational part of our iwi mahi, and what our whānau should expect to see from their iwi is connecting back to things like our hapu, our marae, our reo, our tikanga, our ways of being.
The whole lot, eh? Not
the whole lot. Whole our spaces and places, connecting back to our tayo, where, you know, in those spaces, if the tile as well and the modi as well in those spaces, it's amazing how powerful the healing can be there. So I think absolutely, and that's a big part for me personally, coming out of that kaupapa when I've seen through a Royal Commission inquiry the extent and the scale of harm that's impacted our people, has been quite motivated to continue on that kaupapa, and I'm grateful to have an opportunity to be doing that with our people here at home when it's all of us, right?
Yes, because...
So, yes, answer to that question, absolutely.
Thank you, because that really warms my heart to hear that. I've got to say, because I'm a survivor myself, and there are days and there are processes that I take that are unhealthy. But I spoke, this is a bit off topic, but I was sort of checking with like your brother, and I feel like our last conversation was our spiritual sides were having a wānanga, but I felt what he was saying to me, and... I reckon about a year's time, because I've come knocking. But I've got, I felt this whittle. I just have a different connection with him, and I got it, yeah, and I felt it. Without even saying it to me, I know what. Yeah, I know what's good. But yeah, I just wanted to touch on that because there's different processes and there are many things that will trigger. And
I think maybe just to touch on that, Cuz, because I think you're sharing a really important part of the journey of, I guess, healing and transformation. And it doesn't just sit up here, you know, in our head. A lot of it sits deeper down in our heart, in our puku. And I think that's particularly what I observed in my time with the Response to the Abuse and Care Inquiry, is seeing systems that have been put in place disconnected from the heart and the puku, and the trauma that comes when you only operate from that space. And I think the challenge of when you're trying to create, say, a redress system that, again, is not done connected to the heart and the puku, because a lot of that stuff comes through from a deeper place. And I think that's the key for us when I come into our iwi context and our iwi mahi. As you're sharing, our people already know this, and so our mahi is to help create the spaces for that to flow.
Yeah, cool. Because just in regards to the redress, we'll be well aware of what the governments do, but what could the government possibly do for their process to be a lot smoother? Because I've said one thing and...
Well, I think that comes back to there's been a Royal Commission inquiry that set out
say no more.
What could be done.
Yep. No, say no more. We'll take off. We'll have another waiata. We'll come back because I only got one more question after this, cuz, and then kakapi.
Kia ora.
Chush, cuz.
Diamond rings, but it wasn't good enough for her. Oh no, guess I would have made things worse. Ooh. But I only wish that she could see it. Ooh. How good things would be. Promise you never wanna leave. Girl, don't you know you're the apple of my eye, angel in the sky, dream come true. Girl, it's only you. Took a chance with me.
Kia ora whānau, welcome back. That was our last, we're up to our last pātoi, mō te rā. And also, before we move on, we've got our Power Wars this weekend, whānau. I see there's 345 interested. We want 345 arriving, whānau. But that's this weekend, because before we go into our last questions, what sports are you playing this weekend? And obviously, Tumap, you're here.
We're out there on the old touch field alongside the cousins, so looking forward to that. And got our two sons there in there too. Rod Leo, he'll be on the volleyball court. And then our son August Gracie's going to hit the ripper this year. And then we're trying to convince mum to get back out on the netball court.
Yeah, nice.
So looking forward to it.
Cuz, you coming out to have a game this weekend?
Oh, I'll be there on all the teams.
As far as not too shabby at cricket. But I think I'm going this weekend. I'm just going to jump on finally. Let's get your opportunity this week. I'm going to jump on every game in the league quickly. I'm good for like 7 tackles in 7 minutes. Come on down finally. I'll be jumping on Tumapu here. Te Ore Ore. I haven't practiced our Te Ore Ore song. go down and tautoko whānau. This is an opportunity to reconnect or connect again, or even just to connect with your marae, your people. Come down and make a good day of it. We'll go off to our final part, I guess, is what are your intentions as a leader for our iwi? What does rangatiratanga look like in action? And, how do we move our people forward together?
Good questions, cuz. The first one there, my intentions to do my part really around helping to create spaces where our people do well. As simple as that, I think. Drawing on, I guess, the experience I've had in previous mahi, where I've learned a lot about the systems that get created where our people don't do well, and trying to use that and those insights and learnings to help inform the way in which we connect with our people to understand the things that help them to do well and to put my hands to the tools around creating more and more of those spaces. So we've touched on what that looks like in some of the other kōrero. But even as you just mentioned there, things like, you know, we've got parwals this weekend. For me, that's more than just running around on the sports field. This is one of those spaces in which we all come together and start to connect ourselves and weave ourselves back together. And I think we touched on earlier, you know, we don't do well when we're disconnected from each other, from our spaces, our places and our ways of being.
Yeah.
So for me, Powells is one opportunity to start reconnecting, to start weaving ourselves back together so that we're strong. In those spaces, that's where our healing can happen. And in those spaces, that's what holds us together through trials and tribulations and tough times. And ultimately in those spaces, that's where we can be strong and be well. So that's one example of, I guess, my intentions in the mahi coming to life.
Right.
But there'll be many more of those. But it's really about putting my energy and my time and my efforts to helping create spaces like that alongside all of our other people that have been busy working in these spaces for a long time.
Oh, cool. Because tūtahi mihi atu, kia koe, i tāi mai tēnei rā. Thank you for coming in today, cuz it really was, meant a lot to me, to have you here. And keep doing your good mahi, cuz, to be honest, in the past, yes, I've thrown stones at our iwi and that, that was a personal thing. But it warmed my heart when I seen you there, cuz I felt like you have good values. Not that I knew a lot of you, but it's through hearing our aunties from out the ville. And I feel you must be very similar to your brother, so it warmed my heart. And I know I've been disrespectful to my big cousin Patrick, but I love you. Always love you. And others up there. At some point, from what I got from this, I think there might be a kanohiki coming up. And thank you so much again, cuz. I really do appreciate you coming in today. I'll wrap this up here for you, cuz, and me and cuz, you'll continue on, have a bit of a paku kōrero. I know you're a busy man. Thank you, cuz. It's 40 minutes of your time. I appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, ka paikas. I'll carry on with the day's mahi. But mahi to you too, creating a space like this for us to sit down and kōrero.
Thank you.
I think it's, as I touched on, it's in these spaces and in the kōrero that the start of all the important mahi. It all flows from these type of places. So, thank you for the opportunity to come and kōrero and, just the start of it, cuz. We've got a lot of mahi to do, so
look
forward to more kōrero going forward.
Cuz, I'll see you in about a year's time. I'm going to come knocking.
It's us.
See you. Let's have a hongi, cuz.
See you.
Thank you, my buddy. Thank you, cuz. See you on the weekend, eh?
Bye, that's us.
Just, can I touch on just something?
Sorry, funny, just before we leave, Cousin Blue has just got one pātoi. Well, better not be got a job.
No. Because I feel it's important, just, you know, giving some feedback, eh? It's part of the loop. So we were just talking about some of the sources of the harm you brought up, and I've pondered this a bit myself. So, like, when we talk about our emotions and stuff, like, we're talking about foundational stuff and some of the things I've learnt. Our parents must have had it really hard. Because their parents were products of World War II.
Mm.
And those people that came home from World War II had some pretty horrific things to bring home and deal with. And then when they came home, it seems a theme I saw in my life growing up is all they got told was, harden up, men don't cry, deal with it. You know, like, just there's no talking, no communication. It was all on your own. That got passed on, it kept getting passed on, it's still getting passed on, and that's sort of some of the harm of, you know, some of the traumas going on around, you know, in our communities.
It's generational.
But again, going back to that, the reason I bring that up is because it gives me an understanding now. And having that understanding, I can allow myself to forgive those people because they were no better off. They knew no better. Yeah. They had no skills. They had no education. So if I can first forgive them for the traumas, I can allow myself to heal going forward. And if we keep looking back and just saying trauma without understanding any of the other traumas, and I think you said it's the whakapapa of the trauma. So that's just my little whakaro and part of the feedback loop, brother. So thank you very much for your time again, like my cousin said, and thank you for letting me come here too, cousin.
No, all good, cousin. I can really see it, cousin. I can really see it. No, thank you, my cuz. I'll let you be, eh?
Kaki te.
Right. Have a good day, cuz.
You too. I'll stay right here.
Funny, so now it's just left to me and Cousin Blue Eyes, and we're going to put on some Easy E. No. We're going to have a party, cousins. No, how did you find that, cuz?
That was actually really, really educational for me, cuz.
Cool, eh?
Really educational for me.
Yeah, I'll just...
I've been wanting to get here for a couple of weeks and I keep missing the bus.
We'll play a song and we'll come back, cuz, and we'll just freestyle.
Yeah,
no fun, eh? We'll be back shortly. Kia ora whānau, welcome back in Pukekorero at Dakota, 92.7 FM. Got Cousin Blue Eyes in the whare. Cuz, just briefly, how's life today?
Excellent. Fantastic.
Awesome, cuz. It's a bloody pleasure to have you up here, I'll tell you why. Because I'm big on helping our other cousins that are trying to create healthy pathways, authentic pathways, for rangatahi, for those that are still stuck in the system. And hey, let's not kid ourselves. A lot of our whānau are still stuck, disconnected. That's what it is. And that's all it is. Unfortunately, we just, or no, not unfortunately, fortunately, we just, the seed dropped for us and, yeah, I guess we watered it. And, yeah, made it out of the, it's a trap. Is it fair to say, cuz, the system?
Definitely, not the place we want to be anyway, that's for sure. It's a place once you get there, it's hard to get out of, definitely. So, yeah. No. We'll avoid getting there to start with.
And you know, when we reflect back, I heard you touch on it, from what I gather, intergenerational trauma, colonisation has had a big effect. And one thing that stood out for me, because when you were speaking, is understanding those that came before us, even our the people that harmed us. And that's where I'm at in regards to all this. I sit in that space where I recognise that.
Mm.
They also went through some pretty hard times, seen some horrific stuff that could traumatise a village. But yeah, it's one thing, it's big. I think it's called intergenerational trauma too. Colonisation, the effects of colonisation. Yeah, if you could, cuz, if you could give some advice on it to those that are still stuck in the system itself, probably speaking to, cuz you did yours on your own. I had to go away and get tools. I had to go and learn new behaviours. Well, not learn, but bring back the old ones that I was taught from my nan and mum and that. And suffocate those old behaviours.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say, cuz? How was it for you?
So for me, like I did, cuz, I did the same thing. So like growing up, very close-minded, and I had to go away and learn those tools, get some skills. And that was back in 24 years ago now, I first picked up some of these tools. And in that time, my biggest tool to help me sort of, what would you call it? Just to deal with it, to cope, is I look inside, cuz. I just look inside myself and I think to myself, if I do it, then they do it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You can't pretend that you're not as human as me and susceptible to the same flaws. And then I apply that, I extrapolate it out. I say, right, so by recognizing that's what I do, recognizing that's what they do, what I'm not going to do now is contribute to it anymore. So, I'll stop myself in the tracks and say, right, I'm not going to keep doing that negative behavior.
Mm.
That could, I'll just try and be a better example. So I'll use the example of judging someone. So, rather than judge somebody, look at them and say, oh, they do that, I'll rather look inside myself and say, do I do that first?
Mm.
If I do that thing that I see them doing, I'm not going to have an opinion or judge them, because who am I to judge them when I do the same thing? You know what I mean?
Pretty much, because
that's how I do, because I go internal and I think, right, and then what usually happens, because, is I look inside and I think, right, I used to do that. Right, and I think, right, so now I try and understand. I say, right, I'm no better than them too.
Mm.
I used to do that. Now I try better and not do those things. Now all I hope is they can do that too, but I can't force it on them. It's like that Modi thing, eh, cuz? You can't force your Modi on somebody else.
No, you're right.
You've got to just be the example and hope that they see that example and think, you know what, I like that example, I'm going to absorb that into my example.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I do, because if you want to sit there judging people, it's hard to judge yourself, and I'd much rather judge myself so I know that I'm morally grounded, and what I stand on is my mana, and that's what I stand on, because I stand on my mana. And I can stand on it proudly, because
that's why I stand confidently on my platform, because people need to think very, very, very carefully before they throw a stone at me. And most people around here, cuz, most people can't throw a stone because they're connected to somebody that they're throwing a stone at me about, or their bosses or their best mate. And that's why I have a good understanding and I see that, my cousin. but no, I just wanted to reflect on that. No, I see that because how you see it.
Yep. Yeah,
that's clear.
Now, exactly. you've just given me a good understanding now, yeah, like of your angle now.
Yeah, because that's why I'm confident in it. Yeah. Yep. It'd be probably, if anyone could break me, because it'd be my kid's mum and my sister Jazz.
Well, that's their job.
But no, finally, because it was a pleasure to have you in. We'll wrap it up. Shoot, cuz he left his phone here, guys. Look at that, guys. It's our pōwhaka haere, mō te iwi, forgetting things. No, we had a busy schedule. Yeah. But I'm going to wrap it up, and I'd also like to invite you back, cuz, as many times as possible, yeah, as long as I pick you up and not bloody forget. But I've got to say, bro, thank you for coming in today, cuz. It was a pleasure having you in, Isaac, and you.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have a different mask on today, whānau.
Nah,
cool. Those that don't know, I wear a lot of masks.
Yes.
Just yet another one, whānau. So, yeah, mauri ora, whānau. Get involved.
Ka pai, whānau. So we will wrap it up here, whānau. We'll cup you a bit of a karaki, eh? Kia te, tātou, katoa. Te ata whai o tātou, ariki, a ihu karaiti, me te aroha o ngā tipuna. Me te whiwhinga tahitanga, ki te wairua tapu, ake, 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 amine. It's us, cuz, we out. Laters.
Little far noop.